Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is a result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. I'm so glad you joined us here on the American Voice Radio Network and WWCR. We are going to be talking about unlock land with alternative protein food sources. And what does that mean? Ooh, well, stay with us and you're going to find out. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And our devotional puts us in, let's see, Galatians chapter 1. It says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from his present this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. That's right. He has the keys to hell and the grave. And he's the authority. He is going to confess one way or the other to his Father about each and every one of us, either good or bad. So you want to hear, you know, you want to hear the good stuff, you know, come into your rest. You know, you don't want to hear depart from me. You don't want to hear that. So mind the time. Read the scripture. Draw near to God. Pray always. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right. So, first, last but not least, it's a brief quacker, Frank. Farm-raised salmon producers are feeding GMO canola oil to their fish. Authorities in Norway have approved genetically modified GMO canola oil as feed for its farmed salmon industry. Now, despite the fact that GMO canola is grown using a banned herbicide called glufosinate that was withdrawn from the French market in 2017 for damaging human reproduction. So, wild caught. Go with wild caught. That's what I'd say. No GMOs cause a lot of inflammation, not good for you. And that wraps the quack report. All right. Thank you, Frank. All right. So we're going to talk about how they want us to unlock land and switch to alternative protein food sources. So we all know the familiar story with, you know, that low carbon agenda that the global governments are promoting, right? Yes, Frank, I did hear that. Thank you, sweetie. So we all know about the global warming that the governments are pushing and promoting. So there was this recent report, though, in the journal Cell Press in February of this year, 2024, and it was discussing this topic. So what was interesting is that the research stated that by 2050, 50% of land animal protein, animals that are grazing, for instance, would be replaced with alternative protein sources. And they call this unlock land to free it up for renewable energy and remove a majority of the carbon from the atmosphere. So this is a carbon removal method for the sale of bioenergy, is what they're saying. So carbon capture was also mentioned, in which to store it for future energy needs, and there are other methods that they want to launch, changing landscape in many ways. So we're going to talk about this. So changes that they want to take and make is within the bioenergy agenda, and it will require agriculture to make some changes, and they intend to require what is called quick cultivation for growing crops more quickly than normal in order for the biomass to be stored and be used for renewable energy. So the average person may ask, well, what will people eat for food? Well, if they are taking the land used to graze animals or grow food, then where will the food crops be grown? Well, it is a fair good question, and the researchers stated that their unlock of land will not pose a negative effect because they propose that man embrace what are called dietary shift. a subtle way of saying, well, I find something else to eat. So that translates into eating non-animal food types and thereby obtain protein from other sources. Oskol Ruba, a scientist at Lyndon University, says this: animal source foods use resources inefficiently because animals consume more food than they provide. Feeding the animals requires considerable land and water. End of quote. Uh-huh. Well, let's see. He goes on to say, and this he's a scientist involved in this study that was published in Cell Press. He says, our study shows that a protein transition could free up extensive resources for bioenergy with carbon capture and storage to achieve sustainable energy and carbon removal potential. End of quote. Well, steps to implement this strategy have taken place in France, in which, you know, the farmers are protesting using farm equipment to block major roads. And they do other things too, as you probably heard. The Dutch government has undertaken a scheme to buy out more than 750 cattle farms to improve bioenergy. And why start with Netherlands, you know, a small country? Well, it's because they are the world's second largest exporter of agricultural products by volume, just behind the United States. So the European Commission has approved these measures under their state rules and under what they call sustainability. So the Netherlands government is telling farmers that this is the proper way to end your business. Sell it, move on. So therefore, the Netherlands will have less beef, milk, eggs, and other animal product to eat and export. So the people and the farmers of the Netherlands attempted to communicate to their government that with no farms, there's going to be no food. And that is why the government proposes to the people that they should implement a dietary shift and change what they're eating, eat something else. Right. Well, Euronews said this in January. They said it was part of the Netherlands' drive to drastically slash nitrogen emissions, a major source of which is livestock farms. I think they're just hiding behind this whole scheme of carbon just to do what they're doing for other purposes. But that's my opinion. So how much land are we talking about here, right? The landlock thing? Or unlock thing? According to the research report, a minimum of 30% reduction in animal products to be replaced by alternative type proteins. And the U.S. is on the radar for animal food and land reduction. So 30% less beef, chicken, lamb, right? Pigs, sausage. Cell Press said this: the U.S., Europe, and China stand out for their considerable reduction potential, end of quote. And this is Meryl Richards. She's PhD, Acting Program Director at Food and Forest. And she says, the global food system is responsible for approximately one-third of all the global greenhouse gas emissions. End of quote. So what are the alternative crops? Well, exactly what do these researchers mean by biomass substitutes? Well, they are plants that are not considered natural vegetation with regard to carbon emission. Cell Press says this, the biomass herbs or woody plants with very high growth rates, limited requirements for nutrient input, or heavily managed cultivation, in which possess the high potential for energy content and calorie value. Calorie value. All right, so the Department of Energy lists the biomass crops that they call dedicated energy crops. They say it takes about 5 to 8 years to grow these before you harvest them. Bamboo's on the list. Switchgrass, otherwise known as horsetail grass. Tall fescue, wheatgrass, any woody crop, which means trees, and sweet sorghum, which is a waste grain product usually put in animal feed, and also miscanthus grass. So that was their list of dedicated energy crops that they want to replace your grazing land with, okay, because less carbon, right? Get rid of the cows, right? They're too gassy. That's also what they say. Cell Press says, planting biomass crops for bioenergy with carbon capture and storage will free up agricultural land and would be more effective at carbon removal than natural revegetation, end of quote. I think these people are just, you know, smoking something, Frank. They're high about, let's just go on. So we're being told that our food crops produce too much carbon, whereas the energy crops for grass and trees do not, and they're absorbing more than 22 pounds of carbon annually. And scientists want to balance out the planet's carbon output and absorption rates with their agricultural shift. Yeah. Well, and the USDA has an agenda on this, too. This is the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They have a plan. It's called Innovation Agenda. And the plan is to decrease carbon emissions in the agricultural sector by 50% by 2050. Yeah, 2050. So, a little ways away, but it'll go fast. So this is suggesting that the animal foods and some food crops will be reduced by half. And the eventual plan is to have a price limit or a tax on carbon emissions to keep people in compliance, so the farmers and the consumers. Yeah. USDA said this March 2020, they said the innovation agenda is to prepare and assist farmers through resources and programs and research to meet the food, fiber, fuel, and feed and climate demands of the future. Our goal is to have net zero emissions by 2050, and we're going to cover that, what that would mean for the planet Earth, net zero. What that would mean, right? Okay, so this is again from the journal Press, Cell Press. They say, market research shows that alternative proteins from sources such as plants, microorganisms, and tissue culture could replace 10 to 30% of the animal products by 2030 and then 70% by 2050. So they're going to work you into it a little bit there. Some lab cultured meats. They go on to say the agenda on climate change and carbon emissions is to eventually replace animal products by 100% with carbon capture and storage agriculture for at least 60 years in order to adequately reduce the CO2. Imagine that. I mean, what is Arby's going to do? You know, where's the beef is their big motto for 60 years. Well, let's look at the Earth's the Earth Institute experts, what are they talking about? They're talking about neglected facts. This is important, I think. So we got to fit this in. Do the scientists who promote global warming and CO2 reduction, do they have the science right? Are they right? Well, can the human race survive with no CO2 emission? No CO2, zero, net zero CO2. Can we survive with that? Well, here is Yochan Kushnar. He's a professor at Lamont Dordrecht Earth Observatory. He's with the Division of Oceans and Climate Physics. He says about 99% of the atmosphere is made of oxygen and nitrogen, and there is only 0.04% CO2 or carbon in the Earth's atmosphere, and this is necessary for all life. It's net zero or an even 0.02% carbon means no vegetation can survive. End of quote. So if you take what we have now and you cut it in half, nothing lives. See? And they want to take out all the carbon? U.S. Congress had a CO2 coalition, and they had a report in 2013, and they said this, plants grow faster with more CO2 or carbon because more drought resistant, they become more drought resistant because higher carbon levels allow plants to use water more efficiently. And they're trying to tell us the opposite, you know, that the carbon makes farming inefficient. They go on to say, U.S. Congress CO2 Coalition, they go on to say, the best available evidence suggests that current levels and the foreseeable future of increased carbon dioxide are not only harmless, but are indeed beneficial to plants and humans. End of quote. So therefore, we have two areas of science kind of at polar opposites on this global warming, and it has never been a consensus on the topic. None. You know, not 100% agreement among scientists on this. So according to the Congressional Carbon Coalition, quote, historical proof supports many instances when the scientific consensus of the day was later discredited, end of quote. So do we really want to risk world starvation and devastation on a theory? Even the Bible warns us to use caution when it comes to science. This is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. In other words, Timothy was encouraged to keep and guard that which is true and avoid false and useless talk that argues against such truths and encourages confusion. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my grandparents, they had this saying, when something was so obvious that you really couldn't miss it, they would say, a house doesn't have to fall on me. I get it, right? So don't let a house fall on you. You know, pray for discernment. And prove all things, you know, and that way you prove to be wise. The Bible says prove all things. So the carbon footprint agenda kind of smacks of a taxation scheme as well as a more government control scheme. And consider this, a huge source of carbon are volcanoes. Within the upper mantle, they offer 100 trillion tons of carbon. Eruptions send 870 billion tons of carbon into the atmosphere. All of Earth's cow farms, all the cow farms on planet Earth, all of them, don't even capture that amount of carbon. Then this has, you know, happened for thousands of years, eruptions from old volcanoes. And, you know, the planet and man, well, they've survived with all that carbon. And, you know, we've got one of the largest calderas out there in the Midwest, Wyoming area. And they're monitoring that closely. Because, you know, that goes boom, you're going to see a whole lot of carbon. And the Bible is full of knowledge, and we're encouraged to use the medicinal herbs for health and well-being. So if you would like to be empowered by God's herbs that he mentions, then you want to contact Apothecary Herbs, ask for their free product catalog. Their number's toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., the number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. The web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Right now they're having a heart healthy sale, 25% off orders of $65 or more. You do want to use coupon code HEART24 on the website, over the phone if you're placing an order, or on your mail-in order form. But you want to hurry. The sale does end on February 17th, and restrictions do apply. Now, if you're on the website, don't forget, sign up for their free newsletters, The Health Quest and The American Survival. You will be amazed what information you're going to get in there each week, and it's absolutely free. So you go to thepowerherbs.com. You click on books and newsletters and you sign up there. You have to have email to receive these newsletters. That's the only way they're distributed. So, thepowerherbs.com. And, we have a whole lot more to impart wisdom. I don't know, Frank, do you don't believe the global warming thing, do you? I mean, look how old this earth is, you know? And, we're gonna have more volcanic eruptions and stuff. I mean, look what happened to Pompeii and Herculaneum when that thing blew up over there, Mount Vesuvius. It's just the fact of the ecosystem to have carbon in it. Frank says it's just another 180-degree lie. Yeah. But, you know, the scientists are right. You got to have carbon for life to survive. And if you go to zero carbon, everybody's gonna croak. Frank says, I remember in the 70s, it was the coming ice age. It's just a marketing scheme to push an agenda, a hoax, just like, you know, anything else, like the swine flu pandemic in the 70s, which was fake, and they got the media on board. They even got the government on board. And then, bless his heart, Dr. Norris blew the lid off of that on Bill Donahue's show. Yeah, good. Saved a lot of lives doing that. All right, so we're going to come back from our break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about quite a few things, and one of them is this overhaul of the medical system. Do you think we can do that, Frank? Do you think we could possibly overhaul the medical system? I don't know if it's possible at this point, but let's just look at it and get some ideas, see what we can do to, even if it's our own little world, improve that, you know? So when we come back from this break, more empowering news. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
All right, Frank, we're back. Thank you so much. We are going to be talking about maybe overhauling the medical system. Oh, we can dream. We can dream. Now, there were some polls in the United States that were showing that Americans are not as healthy as they think they are. And in fact, you know, adult Americans over 20 seem to be sinking fast with regards to health statistics. So the information they gathered from a lot of these polls, like at Tufts University and the Harris poll, they said 67-year-olds were suffering from obesity, and it wasn't uncommon that they had five cups of coffee a day. They were, you know, living on caffeine. So newsreels in the United States also, you know, on civilians and troops in Hawaii, especially during World War II, if you ever watched any of these on YouTube, the Super 8s, that's what they call them, recordings, there weren't any overweight people back then. Well, of course, there wasn't any fast food. It was maybe a diner here or there. But people, for the most part, ate 3 square meals a day, and that was it. They really didn't snack. They didn't have a lot of soda. They may have had a Coke, I guess, by then. Was Coke in 1945? I guess there was Coke, right? But other than that, you know, you have to ask, so what happened to America? You know, we have something had a negative impact on our overall health as a nation. This is a quote from Megan O'Hearn. She's a PhD at Friedman School of Nutrition Science. She said, "The numbers in these polls are striking. It's deeply problematic that in the United States, one of the wealthiest nations in the world, fewer than 1 in 15 adults have optimal cardiometabolic health." Well, it's even worse now, you know. So, because these polls kind of came out, I think, in 2013. Yeah. So, Dr. O'Hearn is really describing America as one of the unhealthiest nations, as we used to be, one of the healthiest ones. So America is not even in the top 10 of healthy nations. The healthiest nation they reported on was Spain, followed by Italy, Iceland, Japan, Switzerland, Sweden, Australia, Singapore, Norway, and Israel. So I had a family member just recently came back from Europe. They were in Italy, and they said the food was so much better than what we get here because they don't allow GMOs over there. So everything tasted like it should. And according to a 2019 Global Perspective on Health poll in the United States, ranks in last place with regard to wellness. From the Global Perspective poll, they said the United States ranks last overall despite spending far more on its gross domestic product, healthcare. The United States ranks last on access of care, administrative efficiency, equality, and healthcare outcomes. And even you said during the break that, you know, the healthcare system's a business, Frank. You know, there's no money in well people. So yeah, they're going to try to give you the illusion of health, you know, aside from trauma care anyway. Here is the National Library of Medicine 2013. They say the United States is the wealthiest nation in the world and is far from the healthiest. They went on to say, compared to other countries, Americans are more likely to find care inaccessible or unaffordable. So, and as for the media reporting on living longer, well, it's maybe just not the case. And people that may live a few years longer, it's not quality life. National Library said this, Americans live shorter lives and experience more injuries and illnesses than people in other high-income countries. In most instances, compared to other countries, Americans are living 4 or 5 years less. And for the past 3 decades, this difference in life expectancy has been growing, especially among women. Yeah, I read just the other day that men live 6 years less than women. I mean, that's it used to be 4, and then it was 5, now it's 6. oh, here is another quote from the National Library. They said, the consequences of not attending to the growing U.S. health disadvantage and reversing current trends are predictable. The United States will probably continue to fall further behind compared to other countries on health outcomes and mortality. And in addition, the personal toll that this will take, the drain on the life force and the health of people may ultimately affect the economy, prosperity, and even other countries. We will not have a healthy or productive workforce as far as the population goes, and there is so much at stake, especially for the American youth. The United States cannot afford to ignore this growing health disadvantage. Well, they're ignoring it. Yes, it is. So, and the people in charge of the United States health complex are kind of happy with this situation. Let me just sum it up. Death pays them. They love death. That's what it is. So it is making certain people in power that are making a lot of money off of this, the more sick people you have, the more profits you will have. And as a nation, we do not have a wellness system at all. All right, so Here's Tufts poll, Tufts University. They polled 5,500 people over the age of 20 prior to the COVID-19 problem. And there were five categories of health, and less than 7% matched the criteria for optimum health. So here's what they said from the result. They said 6.8% of adult Americans have good cardiac health. This included blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and body weight. Less than 7% of our 20, the men in their prime, right? So to the amazement of the researchers, they found compared to previous polls, the health decline over a 23-year period was considered a steep one. In 1999, the polls revealed 1 in 3 Americans were considered healthy. And in 2018, the polls said 1 in 4. And the same type of decline showed in the diabetic category as well. Oh, wow. So Megan O'Hearn says this. She's a PhD at Friedman School of Nutritional Science. She said, we need a complete overhaul of the healthcare system, food system, environment, because of the crisis everyone is in. Disease is not the only problem. We don't just want to be free of disease. We want to achieve optimal health and well-being. Well said. Yeah. Because the system is set up now to make you live as comfortably as possible with your disease until you die of it. So the problem with our healthcare system is not solely on economic status, as the National Library of Medicine has said. The National Library says, in recent studies, it suggests that even highly advanced Americans or advantage Americans may be in worse health than their counterparts in other countries. So if the Tufts study did find that many of those that were surveyed fell into a category of intermediate health, which meant that they were starting to show signs of disease, pre-diabetes, pre-hypertension, and slightly overweight. Now, the Harris poll was reported in January 2020, and Physicians Weekly reported it. They said that 7 in 10 Americans rated their health as good or excellent. That's what people thought about their health. The poll was conducted by the American Osteo Association, and this poll included over 2,000 U.S. adults December 2019. So a lot of aspects of the persons involved looked at their lifestyle assessments. They looked at their work, how they were sleeping, did they exercise regularly, what were some of their habits, their environment that they lived and worked in, their mental health, and their overall health care. And the poll concluded that under 60% of Americans were healthy enough to be considered in good health. So less than 60% of our nation was considered healthy enough. Wow. Now, Rick Passator, he's a doctor of osteopathic, osteoemergency physician healthcare. He says, when we think about whole person health, we also consider a number of factors outside people's control, and we're seeing things that need improvement. Well, what would be the changes then if we want to kind of reboot healthcare, remake it over? Well, the problem, Dr. O'Hearn says, it does not take into consideration is there are powers in place that do not want the system to be changed. So the sick care industry complex is massive, and the legislative branch is involved in it. So healthcare is estimated to be a third of the nation's wealth, and to overhaul the healthcare system, there are multiple business sectors that would need overhauling as well. So yeah, so think of them as the shareholders, and you want to maybe remove them from the board. They're not going to have it, see. So where did all this go wrong, really? It would kind of look like we're in a frog in a pot, and the water's slowly getting hotter and hotter. But the changes happened right after World War II. There were some significant impacts there to the health industry and American people. Here's just 8 national changes that happened. We got GMO foods. Farming changed. Fewer family farms were crop rotations, and the methods changed in agriculture. Agricultural changes, they used more chemicals. And fast food chains came about, replaced home cooking dinners. Modern conveniences required less physical effort. Vaccine programs creating diabetes and some other health concerns. The FDA was created to oversee food products and later drug therapy. And medical schools, your doctors no longer went to nutritional natural healing schools, but went to AMA drug cultural schools. So there's a big change after World War II. So according to the National Library of Medicine in 2013 report, the U.S. Fared far worse than 10 categories of healthcare. Were worse in birth outcomes, injuries and homicides, adolescent pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections, HIV and AIDS, drug addictions, obesity and diabetes, drug-induced mortality, heart disease, lung disease, and disability. So we can see that the way our healthcare system set up, the food system, the food change, our legal government systems, they're all suffering a health crisis. That's what they're all doing. So the wrong people tend to be in key positions, and many of these systems that are in place are difficult to make positive changes to, because money answers all things, and that's what Scripture tells us to be wise and discerning. But you know, personally, we can make changes to our own little lifestyle here. We're kind of the captain of our ship, so we have power there. So if you look at the big picture, and the way around this is to maybe lean on alternative means to take better care of yourself, instead of, you know, rushing off to healthcare providers, maybe look to see what you can do to nip it in the bud, make sure you this doesn't get repeated, see what the cause is. And we got a lot of technology now that can help you kind of search that out. What is the cause of the problem? So much of the health concerns we have, a majority of the internal medicine disorders we have, start with inflammation. Yep. And science knows this. I've read so many journal articles that, yeah, they confirm that. So if we can find what is promoting the inflammation, we have a very good chance of getting rid of the problem altogether. I would say right now, for the average person, it's probably re-engineered foods or GMOs in what you're eating causes a lot of inflammation, a lot of scientific research from gastroenterologists and other people say it's the GMOs. So read your labels carefully. And I mentioned this the other day, so if you didn't hear the show, let me repeat it. If you're picking up prepackaged goods, read your ingredient label. But the thing is, if you're reading the ingredients and nothing looks like it's changed, because a lot of times if you keep reading further on down the package past the ingredients, you'll see usually a little blurb that says, we use re-engineered ingredients in this product. That means GMOs. They use GMO stuff. I mean, they're all using it. Heffridge Farm went GMO. A shocker, right? So I stay away from all that stuff. I can't. Nope. And so here's the thing. I read a report once to you guys. Maybe you remember there was this study, and they had 2 groups of pigs. Now, pigs go to slaughter by the time they're 6 months. They gave one group organic, healthy feed, and they gave the other group of pigs GMO feed. And then they had them autopsied, and the vets that autopsied the pigs didn't know which group they were autopsying, so they didn't know. But lo and behold, the pigs that had the organic feed were healthy and could go on to the slaughterhouse. The ones that had the GMO feed had such massive inflammation in their gut area that said they're not healthy for slaughter. Think about that for a minute. Pigs were not healthy for slaughter because they ate GMO stuff. What does that mean for you if you're eating that stuff? And of course, you know, you're told, hey, and the food companies are told, hey, there's nothing wrong with GMOs. They're just like the original stuff. Well, if they were just like the original stuff, why did we need them? And if they're just like the original stuff, how come they have a patent, which would be technically impossible? Because you have to have a significant change to whatever it is you're asking a patent on to get qualified for one. So it's not the same. Not the same. And people are seeing evidence of it with a lot of inflammation in the body and a lot of disease cropping up. So Dr. Norris told me once that you're gonna feel it in your weakest genetic area. So wherever that is, that's why people have different responses to things. Some people may have a neurological response. Another person may have a cardio. So wherever your genetic weakest area is, that's where you're going to fall short. And this is where the inflammation will take advantage of you. So I encourage people to do their homework on everything before they use it. And make your diet simple. Mediterranean diet's really easy. Make everything yourself. Don't eat out, I'm sorry to say. With the cost of food, the restaurants, you can't trust where they're getting their food sources from. Because everything, you know, organically, certified organics, you know, 2 and 3 times more expensive. So to keep the menu price friendly, guess what? You're not going to know what you're eating there. Scary thought. I just make everything myself. So the Mediterranean diet's pretty basic, and people in the Mediterranean area, cultural studies show they don't have cancer, diabetes, or heart disease, and it's all how they eat. So you have that power right now to just stop whatever the diagnosis is, because your body does respond in 6 days to a healthy diet change. It's so massive, it changes your DNA. That's how much power you have with just food. Now, imagine how much power you have with medicinal plants, which God said are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. That's a lot of power. That's a lot of promise right there. And God doesn't lie. So imagine what you can do with dandelion root. Windsor Medical University stumbled upon it's a cancer killer. Dandelion root kills all known cancer cells. Imagine that. And there's lots of herbs that can help with conditions as scary as cancer. I think, you know, be discerning, prove all things. You know, check out the statistics in the oncology area. You know, usually the outcomes are not very good. All right, so we got a few minutes, and we're going to try to empower you some more. We are going to be talking about some oxidative stress. That you hear that a lot. You hear that on, you know, talk shows and stuff like that. And, you know, if you're not getting enough fruits and vegetables in the diet, you're going to have oxidative stress in the body. Our bodies are designed for fruits and vegetables. And if we don't get them, then we're going to get something we don't want. And most of the time it's cancer. So people that eat a lot of processed meats, a lot of meat, potatoes, and pickles on your burger don't really count that much, or a little lettuce and tomato on your burger. You got to have like 4 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Okay. So, you want to make sure that, the medications your doctor's prescribing aren't creating an oxidized stress situation for you, because that's like kind of canceling out any of the good stuff you're doing. So you want to look up, your medications on your internet or on your phone, type in the drug name and then the word side effect. And then when those search engines pop up links, look for WebMD because they typically will include, along with the common side effects, the rare side effects. Now, if you don't have the internet, no problem. Bookstores and your library also have what is called a physician's desk reference, also called a PDR, physician's desk reference. And you can simply ask the librarian to help you find it. And then all your medications are listed in this great big book. It's like an encyclopedia, it's so big. And you can see what the reactions, the side effects are that way. I tell people if you're bent on taking prescription drugs, I'd invest in having a PDR at my house. I know what's coming. Taking that pill, here it goes. And, you know, some people don't have any reactions. Well, they may not have any reactions right away, but with the cumulative effect of drug therapy, you certainly can come down with something 6 months, 8 months, 12 months later. And if you're on metabolic meds, if you're on them 6 months or longer, now the body's chemically dependent on those meds. So you can't just cold turkey off of that. That's a problem. So do your homework real carefully. Besides your cocaine and opioid drugs, your amphetamines, your statin drugs, your chemotherapy meds, and your antipsychotic medications, all are going to create oxidative stress in your body. So maybe it would behoove you to research an alternative to some of those types of medicines. Now, the Journal of Organic Chemistry in 2013 had a review on oxidative stress and drugs of abuse, and they mentioned that drug reactions frequently cause psychotoxicity, and this can apply to addictive drugs, multiple prescription medicines that people are often on. So they describe what is called a synergism of effects that attack the liver, and it disrupts the cellular function of the liver cells, and it causes a lot of oxidative stress there. So prescribed medicines as well as your street medications, your street drugs cause addictions do give you oxidative stress in the body. So, and, you know, drinking too much alcohol do the same thing. So make sure, you know, you're keeping your body, which is what the vessel of the Holy Spirit, healthy and well and clean. And, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and get their free product catalog, and you'll learn how you can cleanse away toxins and boost your immune system and your metabolic system and a whole lot more. And you have that power right now. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., the number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And of course, the website is ThePowerHerbs, ThePowerHerbs.com. And right now, 25% off on orders of $65 or more, but the sale will end on the 17th. That's Saturday. So if you're thinking about trying out some things or getting some cleanses going before the summer vacation arrives, this would be the time. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.